Here with new Storm head coach Gary Thomas. And Coach Thomas, you know, coming into the arena league, the arena style of football from 11-on-11, where you spent most of your career, you know, what do you expect to be the biggest challenge, and how do you expect to kind of address the difference?
You know, I put a lot of thought to that before I even accepted the job. I don't know that there is something that I'm super concerned about. I mean, I'm concerned about everything, you know, because obviously you want to put your best foot forward. You don't want to go out there and embarrass yourself. But I don't worry about the X's and O's. Those things I've done my entire life. It's just adapting to three less people and two guys in motion. I mean, all that stuff is you can only do so much with the shades that they give you in the run game. And, you know, pass pro, you know, it is what it is. It's the same front every time. So there's no deviation there. You know, I'm very confident in our ability to teach because of the staff we put together and the amount of time that those guys have done it in their career. You know, like I said earlier, we probably got close to 100 years of coaching experience on our staff. So, at the end of the day, guys that have done this for a living for their entire life, which is essentially what our staff is. They're not necessarily professional in the realm of professional football, but we are professional coaches in that we did this to earn a living for, you know, 90% of our lives. So I'm not concerned about how we approach the teaching aspect of it and the preparation aspect of it. If I had to put one thing that would give me more concern than others is just having the talent. You know, how do we corral enough talent to make ourselves? You can have all the X's and O's in the world, but if their guy picks your guy up and throws him into the bleachers, you're going to lose. You know, so we have to at least surround ourselves with good players. You can only out-prepare to a certain extent. You know, so the thing that we're going to have to address and right now is going to be our main concern is just roster development over the next, 5-6 months, is making sure we're good enough to line up against anybody and you know, not get our teeth punched in. But I feel confident that we can do that with the amount of, you know, former players that I have access to and the amount of Division I coaches that I'm friends with, that they have former players that are trying to continue their career. And that's going to be kind of our main avenue right now for, bridging the gap that we think that we have.
And speaking of that, you spent a lot of time in college. Now you're working with a little bit of a different style of player. What are you hoping to instill in these players that play for you, and is it different than what you did in college?
No. You know, the time demand is going to be different for them. You know, in college, you regiment, you know, most of their time in the day. You know, we lift weights at 6 a.m. They've got class from, you know, 8 to 1 or whatever they have. You know, they have lunch. We have study halls. We have our pre-practice meetings. Then you have practice. Then they have dinner. Then we have study halls. So you manage, you know, most of their day. Here we don't. You know, they're going to be off doing what they do during the day, whether it's, you know, working a job, earning a living, training, you know, whatever it is they're doing. We're going to manage a very small portion of their day. So that, in a lot of ways, is easier than what I'm accustomed to. And that was some of the draw as well. You know, people don't realize how hard in the college game it is just to get a guy here. You know, the amount of time it takes to recruit him and get guys on recruiting visits and, you know, convince his parents this is a good deal to send him 5 states away and you know, then get him to get his paperwork done for his financial aid and get him into the dorms and get him registered for classes and then get him to go to class. And there's a lot of bridges to cross before you can even worry about football stuff at the college level. So here it's, you know, convincing a guy that playing for us under a professional contract is a good idea. And then preparing them to play football. We don't have to worry about all the other stuff. It's and that's, I think, the draw for a lot of people to coach at this level is compared to what you used to do, you know, when they were trying to convince me that this was a good deal for me, it was whatever, you know, one of the things they told me, whatever you think the time demand is going to be, it's double that. But for you, that's probably a quarter of what you're used to. And I said, I can handle that, I think. So, you know, like I said, I've got a job. You know, all of us have jobs that we're tied to. So a lot of this is going to be done after hours, and majority of it's going to be done after hours, whether it's the preparation, the coaching, you know, the film, the meetings, all that kind of stuff. So, but it's what we signed up for. You can't complain about it. It's not going to change. It is what it is.
And for you, what are you looking for the most in the sense of, like, how the team performs? What is your number one demand, you would say, of your players, that when people see that team on the field, they say, you know, that's a Gary Thomas coach football team?
The two things we always used to hang our hats on, and the example I used to give the kids is if a random stranger is sitting in the stands and they don't know anything about football and they leave the facility, we want them to say two things about us. Wow, those guys were prepared, and God, they play unbelievably hard. And that's it. Everything else will take care of itself. That's not demanding us that we win. That's not, you know, being embarrassed that we lose. If you play hard and the other team's better, that's not an embarrassing event. You know, sometimes you run into somebody who's just better, and that's okay. Or, you know, but don't ever, the worst thing you can do as an athlete is live with regret. And whether it's, you know, looking at that team and going, you know, we were just better than they were, and they beat us. How did they beat us? Did they play harder than we did? Did they out-prepare? Because those are things that you can address. We can't address if their guy's better than our guy and he just beats us up. You know, there's certain things that we can't control, but the things that we can control is how prepared we are and how hard we play. And let's leave. We want the average spectator that knows nothing about football to go, I don't know what they were doing, but they look like they knew what they were doing. And man, they fly around and they run into stuff. And that's got to be worth something at the end of the day.
And for you, you know, what's your message to the Storm fans out there? You know, this is a team that's kind of hung in the middle these last couple of years. You know, what's the thing that's going to be able to take the team to the next level, get them to competing with the best in the CIF?
Home field advantage is always something that's important in any sport, anywhere. You know, that our fan base understands this is going to be a process. But, you know, understands that we have a destination and we will get there at some point in time. So hang with us, but give us control the things that they can control, which is, you know, making noise on third down when the other team's got to convert, and, you know, being supportive and putting butts in the seats. One of the things that I talked about in the interview before was, you know, if we win 8 games next year and the team goes bankrupt, that's not good for anybody. You know, this is a good thing for the community, for this area of the country, and winning doesn't necessarily preserve its long-term sustainability. So again, the things that they can control are coming out and supporting and coming to the game, bringing family to the game, and understanding that, you know, we only have about 5 opportunities to do that. You know, we're going to prepare for, you know, 6 months out of the year for these 5 opportunities, and to be the best, you know, fan base that they can possibly be at home games and pack that place out. You know, that's the thing that they can control, and that's their contribution to, giving us the best opportunity to win.
Thanks a lot, Coach. Appreciate it.